I rarely do I feel like I'm missing out on something, but I have missed out, unfortunately, on this. One of Detroit's most unique culinary experiences. And some would even say, if you haven't tasted a Boogaloo sandwich, you haven't lived. Well, I'm feeling at a loss here. Now the whole country is going to get the opportunity to taste this legendary sandwich during the NFL draft this next week. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, takes a bite. Marie?
Hi there, Paul. Chef Greg Beard is the owner of Chef Greg's Soul in the Wall restaurant, and it's been selected as an official food vendor for the draft. So what is a boogaloo?
8-inch toasted bun, seasoned ground beef, caramelized onions, melted cheese, and the boogaloo. And we made three more sandwiches, which is a boogaloo steak, ribeye, boogaloo chicken, cut up fresh breast chicken meat, and we do a vegetarian sandwich, broccoli, zucchini, squash, peppers, and onions sauteed with the boogaloo sauce.
Now, what is in that sauce?
Boogaloo sauce has 14 herbs, seasoning, and spices in the sauce, and we create it.
That's all you're going to get about Chef Greg's sauce. It's a secret, obviously. This boogaloo has its roots in Detroit's West Side, where more than 50 years ago, Gene Johnson opened Brothers Barbecue, and it quickly gained a cult following.
Who better to represent Detroit than the boogaloo sandwich that is a Detroit sandwich that Mumford High School students from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s, that's all they had. That's all they ate all the time. And people from Cass Tech, from Osborne, from Henry Ford, all from around Detroit came to get this sandwich.
In fact, they came from all over Metro Detroit. Now Chef Greg says he has fans around the country.
I got people come here and say, I'm going back to Minnesota. Make me four or five sandwiches so I can take with me on the road. If they're coming from Florida, I got the same thing. People coming from Florida, I got the same people coming from Georgia, people coming from California, Phoenix, you name it, Texas.
And Chef Greg is willing to share one secret about his success, and that is to keep it simple and good. Paul, you'll be able to try this sandwich at Hart Plaza. That's where his area is going to be for the Boogaloo sandwich.
How is it? I've been back home here. I grew up in Monroe, been back home here for 27 years in a row for the mornings at 35 total associated with WJR. How is it I never heard of the Boogaloo sandwich? Did you ever have one?
So the story is that I was a student at the University of Detroit. John and I were dating, so this was a very long time ago, and we would save our pennies. We were both broke, and we'd go over to Brothers Barbecue. So I had that sandwich many, many decades ago. In fact, Gene Johnson made this incredible coconut cream pie that John would always ask for. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful place. And now, by the way, Paul, you can buy this sauce, the Boogaloo sauce, which is the big secret. You can buy it on their site, Chef Greg's Soul in the Wall restaurant. You can go to their website and you can buy this. I highly recommend that you taste
14 secret ingredients.
Yep.
In the Boogaloo sauce. Now, you are a master chef. Can you tell
please.
Me? You probably can tell me some of the ingredients just from eating it.
You know,
you're not
what?
Giving anything away. I mean, you guys can pick this stuff out.
I really can't because it's so unique. Of course, there's tomato in it. There's tomato base in it. There are herbs in it. I really can't figure it out because it has a Jamaican profile to it, you know, those kinds of spices.
Yeah.
So it's tangy and he's got these herbs and it is, I'm telling you, just dab a little behind your ears and away you go. You're good for any event.
A Jamaican jerk chicken, Jamaican jerk, anything is really spicy and really good. And now these new ones that he's doing, well, I don't know which is the one that's original, but he does a ground beef, ribeye steak, chicken, or now vegetables served with caramelized onions, melted cheese, and Chef Greg's Boogaloo sauce on a toasted 8-inch bun. It's driving me crazy. In the Parthenon of food, Coney Dogs always comes up. Even Detroit-style pizza, which is now featured and doing very well in, of all places, New York City. But I never heard about the now famous Boogaloo sandwich.
Well, it really, I mean, it has, like I said, a cult following. So maybe not everybody has heard about it, but if you haven't, you really should. And you definitely should give this one a try. And it's, you know what, I'm not really into really spicy food, but I like this. So it's not that
spicy. It's not overly spicy.
Yeah, it's not going to blow your socks off. And as you heard, he's got a offering also, a vegetarian offering, which, you know, it's great. A lot of these meat-centered type restaurants don't do that, but Chef Greg does have an offering for vegetarians.
Yeah, I saw this one with the vegetables, and immediately thought, well, that's probably new, because when this sandwich began, people weren't talking about being vegetarian.
No. 50 years ago, no. And originally it was pork, and Chef Greg explained to me that he moved it because he took over the business, and so he moved it to this ground beef product that they use. It is ground beef. It's not a product. It's ground beef. That's what they use in the sandwich.
Yeah, you got to be careful these days.
Yeah. These days, you've got to be careful because they're going to say, what was that engineered in the laboratory? Oh, no. All this is the real deal with Chef Greg.
Chef Greg's Soul in the Wall. You get it. Mm-hmm. With his 14-ingredient secret ingredient, Boogaloo sauce. And they're going to be featured sandwich there at the NFL draft. A lot of restaurants, and God bless the NFL and, of course, everybody involved locally for giving a lot of these smaller businesses a chance to be there and to be featured. And they're going to get new customers that'll be, I assume, the ones that like it will be customers for life.
Oh, yeah, you can imagine that. And also, I asked Chef Greg, you know, are you going to be ready for this? I mean, we're talking, you know, they're talking about 400,000 people, Chef. And he says, listen, I'll be ready. He says, if I run out of anything, I know where the store is. I'll get more and bring it and cook it. So, yeah, he's ready. He's ready.
Dear God, I hope you're listening. May we have a day just like today for the several leading into this wonderful Detroit NFL draft that we've all been waiting for a long time. We've had dress rehearsals. We are ready to be great ambassadors to all of the people who come into Detroit, some for the first time, some for the first time in a long time. And as the mayor pointed out, it's a whole different city now, and it's going to be great. And I know, Marie, no one's covering it better than you and the whole WJR team.
My pleasure.
And bring me back a Boogaloo sandwich if you think of it. Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, as we continue on WJR.